KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And today, Emily and I are going to be looking at just that, some really cool projects that are on the top of a lot of people's lists. Hello, Emily.
Good morning.
Hello. So we got a lot to talk about today because this is, as I mentioned in the promo, this is an exciting year if you are a trail advocate. There's lots going on.
Yeah, I think of you starting Happy Trails so many years ago and aiming for a more complete regional trail system, mm-hmm. and by the end of this year, we're going to be so much closer to that vision.
It's really, really exciting. I know Arcata is beginning work on the northern part of the Bay Trail, right?
Yeah, they are beginning work on the Humboldt Bay Trail North, and so if you have been traveling along the 101 corridor between Eureka and Arcata, you'll likely have seen the CCC's out clearing brush mm-hmm. along the future trail corridor. And if you look over towards the bay, if you're biking or driving past, you'll see where the trail will be really soon. And so the kind of clearing of that right-of-way has started, and the city expects that construction is going to begin in May.
That is so, so exciting. So, for those who aren't aware, the Bay Trail, the vision of the Bay Trail is basically connecting Eureka and Arcata right there along the 101 by the railroad tracks. And the first part of it, the northern part of it, from Arcata to Bray Cut, just getting underway. So, this is a rail with trail project. This was a long time in the coming. There's a lot of negotiations that have been going on for many, 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 many years with the North Coast Railroad Authority, and it is coming to fruition.
Certainly is. And so now this is going to connect with the existing Arcata City Trail that goes through the Creamery District. So you'll be able to travel on a trail from the Larson Park area over by the Sunset on the new Foster Avenue Trail. And you'll be able to travel south from Sunset neighborhood all the way through the Creamery District across Samoa Boulevard, through the Arcata Marsh into the most scenic part of northern Humboldt Bay, and then traveling parallel to South G Street and 101, and the Arcata Trail will end kind of just south of the Bayside cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where the city's portion of the trail will end, and people traveling, cyclists traveling on the trail will be able to get onto the 101 highway so that they can continue their ride or their commute. But then that is where the future Humboldt Bay Trail South will take off from, that the county and GHD are currently working on designs for.
Yeah, that is going to be exciting. So we've seen, anyone who has traveled between Eureka and Arcata has definitely seen the fact that there's been a lot of clearing by the tracks there. So where is it going to be? Is it going to be, I know it's adjacent to the tracks. Is it going to be adjacent to the tracks on the highway side or on the bay side?
Yeah, it's going to be adjacent to the tracks on the highway side.
Mm-hmm.
That was for kind of a number of reasons, and definitely for coastal erosion. Mm-hmm. One of those reasons is and just more right-of-way in mm-hmm. between the highway and the tracks. So you'll still have great views out toward the bay because that area being rail with trail near the rail prism is going to be a little bit higher. You'll have great views of the bay. And it'll be a good transition in this interim phase when there's not a trail all the way to Eureka. It'll be a good transition onto the highway shoulder.
Got it. Okay, and that'll be at the Bray Cut Center, correct?
That'll be just north of Bray Cut.
Just north of Bray Cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it won't go all the way to Bray Cut, and that portion is being worked on by the county.
Got it. And then the portion from there all the way to Eureka, that's a little dicier, a little tougher, a little more challenging. And that's where there's a lot of different designing and planning going on, correct?
Yeah, certainly. That has been going on in full swing for the last, I would say, 6 months. And so maybe in another 6 months we'll get a great update on that. But it is more challenging because you're not only crossing the Eureka Slough, but there is a lot of private land around the old California Redwood Company Mill and the eucalyptus grove that is, you know, striking when viewed, but in terms of routing a trail through there makes it a lot more challenging and also therefore more expensive. So the county and GHD are working a lot on that, and hopefully we'll have an update here soon. But the momentum with completing the Bay Trail North from the City of Arcadis project, I think, is going to put a lot of good momentum into the next planning south.
Oh, I agree. And, of course, one of the big challenges is getting across the slough, and there has been several different ideas proposed, including utilizing the existing bridge that's there right now for the railroad, which is not in use at this point, and getting a temporary, quote-unquote, temporary permit to use it for the trail or other things.
Yeah, certainly looks like that could still be an option, and we'll all be excited to get some real updates on that in the next next few years. But hopefully we'll still be kind of that on the table for working with the North Coast Railroad to kind of help make that happen, of sharing a potential for sharing the bridge over Eureka Slough.
Absolutely. And, of course, more on this and the entire corridor project, we're going to be hearing from, we've got a guest from Caltrans coming on, a couple of weeks from now, right?
Yeah, in 2 weeks, we're going to be focusing on Caltrans project on the 101 corridor and looking at the elements involved in that. And Caltrans has been really continuing to coordinate with the county and City of Arcata about the Bay Trail and how that will interact with the 101 project. So we'll get an update on that project in 2 weeks.
That will be very, very exciting. And speaking of momentum, of course, another little piece of momentum that is really helping to fuel all of this growth on the Bay Trail is the Eureka Waterfront Trail. There's been amazing growth on that.
Certainly. Like right now, the city expects to be starting construction. I mean, it's so wet out there. We're, all appreciating the rain. But this construction season, the city of Eureka is also going to be completing its waterfront trail. And that will complete a 6.5-mile route along the coast, the bay front of Eureka, and will connect the new trail that was built just this past year, the Phase A behind the mall, connect that and the Hikshari Trail to Old Town and also up towards Target, and actually dipping under the Eureka Slough 101 Bridge to get you up into the North Myrtletown area at the Eureka Open Door. So the city expects to complete that by this fall.
That is so exciting.
Which is huge. It's so exciting because there will not only be a trail, but there's going to be a gorgeous boardwalk through a part of the northern Eureka Slough that you really never get a chance to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a beautiful trail, and not only will there be a physical trail, but the city is also currently working on a lot of interpretation along the trail to really talk about the history of Eureka. And that will really help kind of not only visitors but residents alike help to connect to the places that they're seeing and a lot of the rich cultural history of all those places along the waterfront trail.
Yeah, and if you haven't done it yet, you may have taken the Hikshari, but with the extension now going all the way to the Del Norte Pier, it is really worth taking the time. It's completely flat, so it's really for any skill level you can ride on this one, or walk it, or rollerblade, or take a stroller. It is really wonderful, and you'll see parts of Eureka you may not have ever seen before. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, and you'll get to see parts of the Samoa Peninsula across the bay that you may not have seen from that angle before. Yep. So it's really neat to look across to Fairhaven and Fintown and see really another part of the key working waterfront on the other side of the bay from Eureka.
And by fall, we're going to be complete through through the city, going around the outside of it. And this will be then just waiting for the southern part of the Bay Trail to get complete. And you'll be able to get on the Hikshari, make it all the way to Arcata at some point in the near future.
Yeah, super exciting.
Yep.
And so kind of with that connection along the waterfront, today at the City Council of Eureka, they're going to be talking about the Waterfront Drive Connection Project, which, if you're familiar with the Eureka waterfront, there in Old Town, there's a section of where there is not a roadway along First Street or Waterfront Drive between G and J Streets. And the city has had funding for a while to connect Waterfront Drive for driving, biking, and walking. And so they're going to be able to start moving on that here soon. And a lot of that is right by that old GNR Metals area that has had a lot of remediation and is like a big field just to the east of the boardwalk, in between the boardwalk and the Adorney Center.
Right. As you said, they've had the funding for this for about 10 years, but because of the heavy metals and the remediation, it's taken some time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of different factors, but the city has a couple funding sources that they'll really be able to make that connection, and that'll be great for the walking, biking connection along the trail, the waterfront trail, but also just for circulation in Old Town between Waterfront Drive and First Street and Old Town.
Fantastic. And I know we wanted to touch on the Trails Summit.
Yeah, well, these are a lot of exciting updates, and there will be a lot more and a lot more to celebrate coming up in this early summer. And so the Humboldt Trails Council and the county and other local jurisdictions are asking you to save the date for the second annual Trail Summit on Saturday, June 3rd. And that'll be an opportunity to get updates, but also really to celebrate that when we're there in June, there's going to be a lot of progress already on the ground for a lot of these projects that we've been working on for many years. So that will be June 3rd. It'll be a great way to not only understand what the next steps are, but also there's going to be some key ways that we all, the public, can help move these projects forward, and not only move them forward, but help make sure that we as a community can maintain these great new trail assets that are being constructed right now.
Yeah, very exciting. So, yeah, mark your calendars right now, June 3rd, for the Trail Summit. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and so there's many ways, kind of, it's great to have many ways to get updates on all these exciting projects, and Happy Trails is a key one of those. The Trail Summit will be a great one. And also, the Humboldt Trails Council puts out a periodic email update where you can get updates on all these local projects and exciting things. And if you're interested in signing up for that, you could message Humboldt Trails Council on their Facebook page and get you added to the list.
Fantastic. And there's a note here for, statewide parks and trails bond working its way through state houses.
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago, we talked with Jeannie Ward-Waller of the California Bicycle Coalition, and it's always helpful to have an understanding of what is going on at the state and federal levels, especially of how that could impact our ability to make projects happen here in Humboldt. And while the focus on public infrastructure right now with the new administration at the federal level is seeming much more focused on freight and roadways, we will see if there would be any emphasis on transit and other alternative means of transportation. And that can be scary because that really could affect the availability of funds to make a lot of these priority transportation projects here in Humboldt happen. You know, one of those priorities being the Bay Trail.
Absolutely.
And so at the state level, there's a couple partner bills working through the houses that would put together a statewide parks and trails bond to the voters, perhaps in 2018. And so it has been probably over 12 years since there has been a bond for parks and trails and coastal protection.
Mm-hmm.
At the state level, and this really would provide the potential for more funds not only to build new trails, but also to help restore and maintain existing parks and trails. And so that would benefit not only state parks, but also local parks and trails as well would be competitive. So hopefully we'll have updates on that if that passes both of the houses and gets approved by the governor.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we've covered a lot this morning, that is for sure.
Yeah, well, great. There was a lot to be excited about and share.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And do we know what's on tap for next week? I know what's happening in 2 weeks. What's next week?
Yeah, next week we are going to be talking with staff from the Humboldt State University Office of Sustainability. And they have a lot of exciting projects around transportation and other projects that are really helping HSU be a much more sustainable and green university and community, which HSU is already, has won lots of accolades for already. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of exciting projects up there. So we'll be talking with several folks next week.
All right, Emily, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate all your hard work. And this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.